Welcome back to Mental Health. Let's talk about it. I'm Charlene Pickram, and we are talking with Dr. Patricia Lingley-Potty, who is the president and CEO of the Strongest Families Institute. And she brought along her right-hand woman, Katie Levine, who is the vice president of operations. And of course, I get the inside scoop in between our taping. And I wanted Dr. Patricia Lingley-Potty to talk about the evidence-based format for the program, because I believe it's really important for individuals to understand that there is a real foundation to this program. Mm-hmm.
Well, earlier when I was mentioning all the development, so once we developed the program aspects, we ran clinical trials. And so when we were developing the materials, even though we based all of the program content on best science. So what was already proven to work with these populations and with these conditions. And then we ran our own clinical trials. So we are, that's part of my role as an academic at the IWK and Dalhousie, is to continue doing research with Dr. McGraw at the IWK and Dal. And we do research with multiple other researchers around the world. So we gather the knowledge from the best experts and we inform our programs. We run clinical trials. We publish about them, and we disseminate, or we, you know, use the Strongest Families Institute as the arm where we take those programs that have been proven and we make them available to children and families in the areas where our contracts are active. And so everything that we do, even in the Institute, is data-driven, and that also is another form of evidence that allows us to inform our program changes, because we want to always make sure that we're meeting the needs of the families that we are helping, but also the system, the healthcare system. We want to make sure that we're, you know, cost-effective and that we're highly efficient, to make sure that the time that our coaches are spending are being spent on the phone helping the clients. And that's what IRIS helps us. IRIS is also, you know, a very evidence-based type of system that drives everything we do. And so IRIS will automate some of the processes, so it drives down our organizational waste and increases efficiencies. So that allows us to have more time on the phone so that we're helping clients.
And so, you know, when I was looking at the website to prepare for today, I saw the IRIS and I was very interested, because I wasn't aware of it and wondered how it worked. So I'm glad that I'm getting kind of an understanding of what that system is and the purpose of it. So also on the website, I was noticing that there's quite a few jobs.
Yes, because we are fortunate to continue to expand. So we have very high retention because we have very capable staff that we, you know, look out for, and we foster their leadership abilities, and they, you know, have career opportunities that are, that advance the organization. But we also are expanding not just within Canada but internationally.
Okay.
Last August, the New Zealand government had announced a $6 million investment to expand Strongest Families countrywide in New Zealand, because mental health problems in children is a worldwide concern. A couple of years ago, we had launched in Vietnam.
Really?
And we've been in Finland for, I would say, in around 7 years now. And just recently, we're in collaborations with Sweden to look at what would it mean to ramp up and be countrywide throughout Sweden.
Wow. So, I mean, that in itself supports, because as we know, if it ain't working, you are not getting the money, first of all, but you're certainly not branching out outside of Canada.
Right. Yeah, there's a huge demand, and this works. It's cost effective, but it's most importantly highly effective in overcoming not just the presenting problems for our children and youth, but also for family relationships, parental stress. It's really a family-centered approach that has collateral impacts.
Mm. So, Katie, I know when we first met at the town hall, we were talking about the bilingual, that several of the coaches are bilingual. Is there more than just English and French?
Not yet. Okay. But I mean, we are fully translated to Finnish and Vietnamese because of our research and work with those countries. But in Canada, that's not something we would cross off the list. It's just not as high of a demand at this point. And as we grow, I imagine we may take on other languages. In the meantime, we've launched in New Brunswick last year. And so that's really driven our French referral up, and so that's why we're on the hunt for some bilingual first language French coaches. So if anybody out there is looking for employment, we would happily meet with you. So yeah, we're really increasing our French speaking staff.
Yeah, and you can tell with the you know, the expansion going from 700 kids to 5,200 within, 6 years, the capacity, we just keep continuing to build capacity. And so, we are, you'll see job ads out there. We continually try to recruit because we want to recruit the best people that we can.
And to get there before the demand where you don't
have
400 plus
youth
on a waiting list, that you can meet the demand as it arises. And it allows the coaches time to train and become really proficient before things get overwhelming. So in regards to how do people find out about you? Like, is it a referral process?
We are primarily funded by government, which is great. We've been fortunate to receive a very large donation. We are a charity, so we received a very large donation last year from Bell Let's Talk, if you recall. The goal was to match funds with the Atlantic Province, the Atlantic Provincial governments, which worked really well. That helped facilitate our launch in New Brunswick. So that $1 million donation from Bell over the next few years with match funding from the government has really allowed us to spread out in the Atlantic provinces. Because the demand is there, and with the proper funding, we can help meet those demands. And it's a really, really valuable return on investment. It's a low cost per client, and then the return in the end, though, with the impacts that we have, and the majority of our families, once they engage in coaching sessions, complete them. And if you've got families who are completing a full intervention program, those outcomes are going to be strong and lasting.
Yeah, I read that your guys' success rate, like only 10 people or 10% of drop out. That is outstanding.
It's less. This year was what, Katie?
Seven.
About 7% will drop, which is pretty much unheard of in mental health, because the reported rates are anywhere from 40% to 70% in clinic-based services. But we partner with our clinics because there's about in around 15% of the clients who will need more than what we provide. But that's where we've bridged that gap. And the clinicians that work alongside with us know that when the families are being referred to us, and they're getting the skill set that they need to assist helping to overcome these problems, even if they require additional help from a specialist, from a psychologist, or social worker, then at least they have the foundational skills that can be built upon. So it's a really, really great partnership with the existing services.
Yeah, and potentially it allows you guys to get in there immediately.
That's right.
Provide that foundation while they're on the waiting list for a psychiatrist or psychologist or something like that.
And there's no wait. So the referrals really depend upon the government, the funder. You know, if the funder really wants to have all the referrals come from the local mental health offices, then that's what we abide by. But there's the Newfoundland government, for example, has opened it up quite broadly. The referrals can come from mental health clinics. They can come from
community
physicians,
services, education, guidance counselors, teachers, anyone working directly with the child or family that is in need. Any type of professional.
And that's the way it needs to be, because then it's more, it's holistic. anybody that has contact with that child or family who may have a relationship mm-hmm. and therefore can identify that there's an issue because the person is willing to share.
And I will say that we do have it listed on our website, depending on which province you live in, how to get a referral to Strongest Families. But mm-hmm. if anyone calls us directly, we also know that process internally and we will assist because, again, we're wanting to bridge the gap and not put an additional burden on families to have to call several phone numbers mm-hmm. and jump through hoops. So we will do what we can to assist in making that referral a possibility.
Yeah. And the fact that so many people don't have a doctor now, mm-hmm. the fact that the referral is open mm-hmm. is essential. Mm-hmm. Because again, that's where we kept seeing people falling through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And like you were saying too, Katie, if I have to call six different people and I'm not getting an answer and I just become, ugh, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. And then problems persist. So we really do try to bridge that gap.
Yeah, exactly. So how long is a program? Like if I am referred to you, and I know it's probably different per program, but if you just want to pick one of the programs and give us kind of a little timeline on what that would look like.
Well, so our behavior program, for example, mm-hmm. With all of the, learning the skill-based sessions, which is one skill per week,
nice.
There's about 12 skills that families learn. And then in addition to that, they do a pre-screening questionnaire, and that's how we create our care plan for that family. So mm-hmm. where are that family's main concerns and how are we, how are we going to match the skills to those problems, as Dr. Potty was saying? Mm-hmm. And so with those, so we do a pre-screening. We do an evaluation at the end of the program as well, and that's so we can see how things have changed. And then we also do a one-month follow-up for families. Mm-hmm. So we're not just kind of leaving them high and dry.
Nice.
We're setting them up with a meaningful goal to work on over that month, and then we're calling and checking in to see how they've been able to maintain use of those skills in their daily life. Mm-hmm. So all in all, it's about 16, 17 weeks of weekly phone calls. And so as Dr. Potty was saying earlier, that can last, in and around 4.5 months, 4 months, 4.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. Because as we know, it takes 3 to 6 months to change a behavior with the knowledge and
yes.
support. And I love the follow-up call.
Yes.
Because it can be very daunting all of a sudden to be dropped.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And then you're like, I'm having a problem now. What do I do?
Yeah.
And just that confidence piece.
Yeah. But our families and our youth work so closely with their coach that these skills become part of their activity of daily living. That's the point. That's the point to sticking with it for that duration because they become second nature. They become life skills that you will use long after the program. So that booster call that we do a month later is really a lot of helping them learn setback prevention. So developing mm-hmm. their own plans to prevent, because we know it's life. There are going to be some setbacks, but these skills, you can make sure that you can use them in combination and overcome those setbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And so, what I like too is that, my understanding is through that assessment at the mm-hmm. beginning, you're looking at their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What is available to them for strategies, and that they help create the strategies that they're going to use for the skill set, or is it all from the books?
The skills are already preset because those are the components that are proven to work for those particular problems over time.
Okay.
But it's customized according to their family situation.
Yes.
And I think that's really critically important that we customize the program to meet the family's needs, the structure's needs within that family.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches go through multiple different types of training processes. In fact, when you think about, we have a military family services contract with that's national. So any
nice.
Military or veteran family in Canada can be referred to our services free of charge.
That's excellent.
And we have the manager who oversees that department. So our military division is overseen by a military spouse.
Perfect.
And our coaches go through specific training so that they're sensitive to the specific unique nature of military life, especially if you have parents who are deployed and working with the families, whether it's, behavioral challenges or anxiety, they're both very prevalent.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's fantastic. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about the benefits and services that are provided by the Strongest Families Institute.